Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good day, and welcome to the FanDuel Proprietatea conference call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the call over to Marius Dan. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and welcome everyone to our ad hoc conference call to discuss the news that we published this morning, the update on the share capital and the subscription, the payment made by the Ministry of Finance for the unpaid shares that were reflected in our share capital. Johan Mayer, CEO of Franklin Templeton International Services, Bucharest Branch, is alternative investment fund manager of Fondul Proprietatea. Now, I'm pleased to host today's call. The presentation that we will be walking you through, as well as the recording of the call, will be made available on the fund's website. After the presentation, we will have a question and answer session. And as a reminder, the call is being recorded. That being the agenda, I turn to Johan to start off with the presentation.
Marius, thank you very much. And firstly, thank you very much. Thank you to everyone for joining us at such short notice. So on the call, we have myself, Marius, and we also have Valeria Nisto, our head of legal, as well as Kathleen Gadao, our head of financial reporting, and some other colleagues as well. So certainly they can assist in addressing any of the questions. I've just run into some technical difficulties. I'm still on the phone, but I don't have internet connection at the moment. So I'm going to be using the presentation as I have on the laptop, but please let me know if I'm missing anything. So I'm starting off with a brief background on the situation. So up until now, the Romanian state has been in possession of unpaid shares, and these unpaid shares were created initially with the creation of the fund back in 2005. As explained in the presentation, there was an initial value, and subsequently there was a valuation for the actual shares that were injected into the fund at its creation, and this created the unpaid shares. So these unpaid share issue has existed since basically the creation of the fund. Now, there were some changes in the legislation along the way. Moving on to slide two over here. So basically, over this period of time, there was an offset mechanism in place where the government could participate or extinguish the unpaid shares through contribution in kind of shares or cash. The legislation changed in 2015. Where it changed legislation related to the in-kind distribution of in-kind contributions, rather. So it basically nullified the offset structure as it was at that stage. So since 2015, then we've had a fixed level of unpaid shares. We attach in the before I get there. So basically, in order to solve the issue or resolve the issue with the unpaid shares, there were two options available to the Romanian state, and that was either to come up with a cash at the nominal value, or to confirm in writing that they waive their right to the unpaid shares. Both instances then trigger the registration with the trade registry and with the regulator for a new statement on the share capital. So on the next few slides, we are showing the progress that we've had since the listing of the fund, and the change in the issued share capital, and that compared to the paid shares and the various transactions that have happened during this time. So what you'll notice, there have been a number of transactions So this is shortly after the listing of the fund, when the nominal value was still 1 rand per share, and they contributed, or they being the Ministry of Finance, contributed either cash or shares at a lower nominal value. Of course, since the increase in the market price, as well as the share capital reductions that we've done in recent years in order to be able to distribute the cash to shareholders, the situation has been reversed. So currently we have a situation where the market value is in excess of the nominal value, but the same legal right remains to extinguish the unpaid shares via a cash contribution, which the government elected to do. They informed us of this intention yesterday. Just moving on to the final slide, to show what the resultant impact is. So there is a dilution obviously to other shareholders. And based on the NAV per share, this is approximately 4.5%. But there is an uplift in the NAV because of the additional cash that is contributed by the Ministry of Finance. As far as disclosure is concerned, I would like to point out that the unpaid shares were extensively discussed in the fund's prospectus, as well as the various annual reports, quarterly reports, and we publish a monthly share capital shareholding structure report, which clearly shows the effect or the potential impact of the unpaid shares. So I will leave my comments there and open it up for questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, you may signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. A voice prompt will indicate when your line is open, and we ask that you state your name when posing your question. Once again, star 1 for questions. We'll pause for just a moment. As a reminder, star 1 for questions. There are no questions in queue at this time. I apologize. We do have a question in queue. We'll take a question from caller. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Caius. I was wondering, can you tell us what would be the maximum dilution if the government will choose to pay all their unpaid shares?
This is it. So they, with this payment, they're extinguishing all the unpaid shares. So what you're seeing here is the maximum dilution.
Thank you.
Once again, star 1 if you'd like to ask a question. We'll take this question from.
Hi, since there were no other questions, I'm going to ask one again. Do you think that this is a signal from the government that they want to be part of the Hydro listing more than, I mean, indirectly?
It's a really good question. I honestly cannot give you a response as to what their thought process behind this is, but certainly on the face of it, you would see that it would align the interest of the Romanian state through its shareholding with Fondul.
Thank you so much.
Once again, star 1 if you would like to ask a question.
In the meantime, we have some questions online. The first question from Byron Miller, this makes the Ministry of Finance a material shareholder. To what degree have we historically interacted with them on this basis?
Byron, thank you for the question. Yeah, we have an ongoing discourse with the with various stakeholders, including the Ministry of Finance. Never really as in the nature of a major shareholder. They have had a up until now 0.11% of the paid up share capital. So after the payment, their total shareholding increases to 5.96 based on the end of the year shareholding structure. Presumably we are going to have slightly different conversations with them from now on. But certainly we continue to have a very open discussion and engagement with the Ministry of Finance on various matters as it were as it pertained to Fondul, and we've always discussed with them the impact of for example the distribution of special dividends on the finances of the underlying assets in the portfolio and what that could mean for the income for the state and the impact of budget and so on, but as far as a major shareholder concerned, I think that's a conversation that we will certainly have with them in the next few days.
The other question is there some relevance to the timing of the government's decision to subscribe for the share specifically at this point in time? The question is from Dipinder Bhatia.
Dipinder, no. I think it's something that's very difficult to comment on. I just have to go back to the history that this this unpaid share issue has been with the fund since 2005 when the fund was created. The timing thereof, it's very difficult to read anything into it without having a detailed conversation with the Ministry of Finance.
The next question from Alex Short, is there a lockup on the shares?
Valeria, they have not been able, obviously, if you could help to answer the question of lockup, I don't think there will be in the normal course of events. However, there is of course, the legislation that is prohibiting the sale of state-owned assets at the moment that is in effect until August this year. So presumably, these shares would fall under that same legal provision. As a reminder, as unpaid shares, even though the government had or the Ministry of Finance had held these shares, because they were unpaid, they did not have any of the normal shareholder rights that were attached to them. So, for example, distribution dividends or voting rights, particularly related to the unpaid shares. So they have received nothing over this period of time related to these unpaid shares.
Yes, Johan, I confirm that there is not a lockup as is known in the market. However, this legislation that applies in Romania contains an interdiction for Romanian state to sell any shares in state-owned companies or in companies where the state has some shares. So this will apply to the Romanian state. Maybe to explain a bit the timing, what is next, because the state paid yesterday, and there is a process ongoing for unblocking these shares with central depository. So the first step is to go to trade register, and the second one is to apply for a new certificate for trading on Bucharest Stock Exchange, because these shares, unpaid shares, were not included in the certificate before. After FSA is issuing such a certificate, we will have the final registration with Central Depository. So even without this registration, this piece of legislation with a legal restriction, there are still few days, let's say maybe 1 or 2 weeks, till the full registration is done with Central Depository. So this will be reflected fully, probably, before the end of February.
Um, The next question comes from Byron. Does this in any way relate to the current situation at Bucharest Airport, as both represent a 5% impact on the NAV per share?
No, completely unrelated. Different ministries, different processes. So the issue with Bucharest Airports was related to a inflated valuation report relating to a particular piece of land that had to be injected in the share capital. In this instance, the shares were already issued, already in the ownership of the Ministry of Finance, except that it wasn't paid. So I do not see any link between the two whatsoever. And maybe just as a small 2 cent comment on that, the status of the Bucharest Airport share capital increase is that it is currently on hold with the appeals court finding that the case for the annulment should be finalized. There should be a final decision issued in the case of the annulment. Typically, the annulment cases take years and years to be finalized, and there is a legal requirement for a share capital increase to be concluded within 12 months from the process being started. So for all intents and purposes, the share capital increase, as it was approved at that particular shareholder meeting that we challenged, that has come to a complete stop and is unlikely to have an impact on the shareholding in the company.
And the last question, or the two last questions, come from Dipinder. If there is an update on the hydroelectric IPO, discuss the cash balance, including inflows, outflows, after the sale of O&D, Petrom, and the ex-dividend date.
Okay. Marius, would you like to take the question, Hydro?
Sure. On Hydroelectrica, we have the materials for the convening notice to approve the listing of the company. Everything is prepared. We have included there the request to approve the listing of Hydroelectrica on both the Bucharest Stock Exchange and an international stock exchange. This last point has proven to be a point of discussion with the Ministry of Energy as the majority shareholder of Hydroelectrica and the government, and as they would like a listing only on the Bucharest Stock Exchange, which we don't think it would be suitable given the potential size of the transaction and development of the local capital market, given that a lot of investors that could participate in the IPO are not currently active on the Bucharest Stock Exchange. So we strongly believe that the Romanian capital market, the Bucharest Stock Exchange, and Romania would massively benefit from a dual listing of the company, given the visibility that Hydroelectrica will bring to the country, as well as the enhanced number of institutional investors that would look at Romanian assets. At the same time, it would be a unique opportunity for the country, for the Prime Minister, for the Romanian government to have the spotlight on them and to discuss the reforms that are going on in Romania. We hope to resolve this one outstanding issue over the coming week with the government, and then we can move forward with the convening notice of for the shareholder meeting at Hydroelectrica to approve the listing. And we'll keep everyone updated on the process.
Thank you, Marius. And then, depending related to the cash question, so certainly This is an additional amount that we will have to factor into the distribution. So we'll be looking at our cash flow planning, immediately. As a reminder, they're basically two main mechanisms for distribution to shareholders. One is via dividend, and the other is via buybacks. And we have the buyback for 2022 that is commenced, and there is an opportunity, of course, to supplement or to accelerate that buyback program through tender offers. Dividends are approved by shareholders, and the buybacks, or the tender offers rather, are approved by the regulator. Clearly, that is something that will be making its way to shareholders as soon as possible.
And then we have another question on the process for the Salrom IPO.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we continue with the process. There is engagement with the company, and we have engaged several advisors as part of the process, including investment bank and legal advisors. So we continue to make slow but steady progress towards an IPO. Of course, the involvement of the company is key in this regard, and that means also the appropriate governance and management structures in order to make the company IPO-able. So we continue to engage with the Ministry of Economy in order to ensure that the appropriate people are in the business in order to give us the opportunity to execute the decision as it was approved by shareholders. Unfortunately, I'm not in a position to provide an updated timeline, except to say that that the process continues to be ongoing.
At this point, we don't have any further questions. I'm not sure if we have any additional questions on the phone.
Yeah. Marius, I think just one for my part. A closing remark. So as I mentioned earlier, there were basically two options in this for the Ministry of Finance for the unpaid shares. And as I mentioned, this was basically either paying or waiving in writing the rights to the unpaid shares. These rights are contained in legislation. So basically, if we had done anything as managers other than except the shares, we would be in direct contravention of existing legislation with all the implications that entails. But clearly, the unpaid shares has now been extinguished based on this payment. So I think even the financial reporting structure will look much cleaner from now on. Thank you.
That will conclude today's call.
Thank you very much,
everyone. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much, everyone, for taking the time today to join our call. And we're very happy to take any additional questions or set any additional calls to discuss this issue in the coming days. Thank you.
That will conclude today's call. We appreciate your participation.